Both of these Superman-themed rides are part of a pretty big family of rides, not only in the U.S.
You're listening to Attraction Obsession, the podcast that takes an in-depth look at some of the most famous theme park attractions from all over the country. Backstories, histories, and behind-the-scenes secrets of some of your favorite rides. Now here is your host of Attraction Obsession, Matt.
Welcome to Attraction Obsession. This is episode 3. I am Matt from NeoZaz.com, and today I will be taking an in-depth look at Superman Escape from Krypton at Six Flags Magic Mountain. I'm going to change things around a little bit in this episode. I'm going to start right off with the virtual walkthrough and then give the website description and explanation of the ride. The reason being, having read the website description, I think that will be better told after the virtual walkthrough. As usual, I'll give the spoiler warning. If you don't want to know any details about this ride or any of the behind-the-scenes information of this attraction, this is a point to stop listening because that is what this episode is about from here on. All right, with spoilers now warned, here we go. Walking through the Samurai Summit area of Six Flags Magic Mountain under the shadow of the Sky Tower, a familiar structure looms up ahead. A jagged ice-white building with glacier blue streaks and the red and yellow S-shaped shield coat of arms for the House of El of the planet Krypton, the symbol of the hero Superman. Behind it, a steel spire stretches high into the air, and a loud roar of raw speed and power echo from the structure. We approach the structure. A large courtyard lies empty in front of the ice formation. The courtyard is painted with a matching red and yellow S shield, indicating that the structure ahead is the Legend Fortress of Solitude. We enter the fortress. The halls are constructed with the same ice as the exterior. It's cold. The glacial blue streaks adorn the inside walls as well. We turn the corner. Something's changed. The ice turns green. This center of Kryptonian technology is pulling parts of Krypton into the fortress, lining the walls with deadly kryptonite, Superman's sole weakness. Escape is the only option. Everyone within the fortress is in danger and needs to leave fast. The corridor leads to 4 silver access doors. Behind the doors is an escape shuttle that will guide us to safety. We board the shuttle and lock in our restraints. Ahead of us, an icy tunnel is the only escape route. The shuttle launches. We hit nearly breakneck speeds in a matter of seconds. The shuttle arcs 90 degrees and we head straight up into the clear blue sky. The shuttle slows and stops for only a fraction of a second before falling back down to Earth. Even in our restraints, we experience a weightlessness of the drop before turning level with the ground and back into the Fortress of Solitude. Inside the fortress, the ice walls have returned to their normal icy white and glacial blue color. Danger stays at bay long enough for us to leave and exit the fortress safe and sound. Okay, with this now fresh in mind, here's what Magic Mountain's website says about this ride. Heroic acceleration equals super fun. Tunnel deep into Superman's icy fortress of solitude to face the ultimate challenge. 1,315 feet of track that bends straight up into the sky to a sanity-crunching 415 feet high. Superman's homeworld of Krypton is beautiful but daring. Watch out for the walls lined with glowing green kryptonite. You and 13 other would-be superheroes must escape by piling into a sleek car that will blast you off this frozen rock. Strap in, take a deep breath, and get ready to blast off. You're about to shoot from 0 to 100 miles per hour in 7 seconds flat, in reverse. This record-breaking speed and acceleration has never before been achieved in a thrill ride, let alone backwards. And now you know how the ride got its name. This is the greatest escape of all time. You'll blast off like Superman, launching straight up the track at 90 degrees, a full 415 feet in the air. Hold on tight, because once you're totally vertical, you'll experience utter weightlessness for 6.5 seconds. But don't get too used to it, because what goes up must come down. You'll pretty much instantly plummet back down the tower track at a slamming 92 miles per hour, faster than a speeding bullet. This type of insane acceleration is only possible with a cutting-edge electromagnetic motor designed just for Superman escape from Krypton. The world races by as you fly face-first right back down the track to Earth. Now all you need is a cape. You may have noticed that this site description first places the ride on Earth in the Fortress of Solitude, then talks about escaping Krypton with no transition between the two. And you might have also noticed that the virtual walkthrough tells a story about parts of Krypton being pulled to Earth through the Fortress of Solitude. Well, the latter is me putting a bit of creative influence into the story to make an actual story for this ride. In reality, there isn't much of a story, if any, to this ride. That's because this ride is not about telling a story by any means. It's a no-frills, raw-speed, adrenaline-filled experience, pure and simple. It's fast. So fast that in the time it takes to listen to the virtual walkthrough, you can ride Superman Escape from Krypton 6 times. This ride packs in as much excitement, thrills, and fear as it possibly can in only 28 seconds. Superman Escape from Krypton is a shuttle coaster, meaning that the cart on the ride goes back and forth on a track rather than in a continuing circuit loop like you might typically think of when you think about a roller coaster. And rather than dropping you from a hill to get the ride started, it starts flat on the ground and launches up to 100 miles per hour before the track turns 90 degrees, like it said in the description, and heads straight up from there, until it hits its apex and then comes screaming back down. It's found only in one place, and that is, as it was said in the opening of the show, at Six Flags Magic Mountain in Valencia, California. It started out as Superman the Escape, which originally opened to the public on March 15, 1997. After a rebranding and update and flipping of the shuttle cart backwards, it reopened as Superman Escape from Krypton on March 11, 2011. Getting into the history of Superman Escape from Krypton, we have to start with its first life as Superman the Escape. That's unavoidable. But going back before that ride, or more specifically before that ride name, we really start the story of this attraction with its original design and development name of Velocitron, back when the ride wasn't going to have anything to do with Superman. The original story of this ride in the early development stages was that it was going to be a mysterious archaeological find. Amongst some ancient ruins, archaeologists came across a whole treasure trove of futuristic, possibly alien technologies. They'd find laser weapons, defensive shields, and most notably, a transport technology that accelerated passengers into the sky at unimaginable speeds. Now, at this time, Warner Brothers still owned the Six Flags parks. And looking at their large collection of character properties, the main ride elements of Velocitron, namely the speed and the shooting up into the sky, seemed to be custom made for arguably their most iconic character that, ironically, hadn't yet had a major attraction with his name on it, Superman. So the name Velocitron was scrapped, and the original ancient ruins mixed with future alien tech facade covering the queue and maintenance buildings were quickly redesigned into the Fortress of Solitude. Apart from the Fortress of Solitude, there wasn't a whole lot of theming on this ride. There was a Superman shield in the courtyard in front of the building, but by and large, that was it story element-wise. The paint scheme for the passenger shuttles for the original Superman the Escape version were painted the basic Superman red and blue, but the steel structure of the ride itself, the track, and the most notable feature of the ride that could be seen basically anywhere in the park was the cold, plain steel gray from top to bottom. There was one last piece added to this ride, this Superman the Escape version, that stood out. And that was a statue of the Man of Steel himself awaiting atop of the tracks, looking down on you as you approach. And looking at the look on the face of the statue, he is kind of looking down on you. I mean, like, in a negative sense. It's not a great face they put on the statue. He looks really disapproving of what you're doing for some reason. Now, in all honesty, at least in my opinion, as cool as it was to have a Superman ride, I think that was pretty much just the icing on the cake. This ride, for what it was promising to do, was going to draw thrill seekers regardless of what name or theme you put on it. It was being engineered to deliver as many moments of excitement, terror, and thrills as it possibly could, as I said earlier, in a span of 28 seconds. So what exactly is packed into this 28 seconds? Well, I've broken it down a bit here. First, the launch. The launch accelerates you to 100 miles per hour in 7 seconds. It shoots you down 1,315 feet of track, at which point you are turned 90 degrees and sent over 400 feet straight up into the air, pushing 4.5 max G-forces. All this accompanied by a near-deafening roar that is coming from the tracks directly under you. After you reach the peak, your drop down reaches a terminal velocity of 92 miles per hour. And finally, during this return to Earth, you experience 6.5 seconds of weightlessness. So how does this ride deliver so much excitement, terror, and adventure in such a short time? Well, the simple answer is magnets. The longer, more detailed answer is linear synchronous motors. So what the hell is that? Okay, linear synchronous motors, or LSM for short, are a series of motors placed in a line. When each motor is turned on, it generates a strong electromagnetic field. Above this line of motors is the passenger shuttle cart that are fitted with rare earth magnets on its undercarriage. The magnetic fields produced by the LSMs pull the shuttle towards it. As the shuttle passes over the motor, this field is reversed, now pushing the shuttle away from it. The next motor in the line then switches on, repeating the same process, and so on down the line. With each shuttle weighing 6 tons and carrying up to 14 riders at a time, it takes 39 of these linear synchronous motors to get the shuttle up to 100 miles per hour. As the shuttle moves faster and faster, these motors must be switched on, reversed, and switched off at exact and precise moments to get the complete and full launch sequence that gets riders 500 feet into the air. This sequence is so precise that when just one of these motors doesn't start or reverse its field at the exact necessary moment, the ride fails spectacularly. Now, it's not a dangerous failure. Actually, it's quite the opposite. When it fails, the 100 mile per hour rush that you'd expect to see is more like a wimpy crawl. The best analogy I could come up with is that when you pick up a garden hose and you think you've turned the faucet on full blast, but you've in reality actually just turned it off, when that rush of water you expect ends up being just kind of a short, uneventful trickle at the end, that's kind of the same feeling when you see this happen. Getting this sequence set up and working correctly was by far the biggest obstacle in getting this ride going. It ended up being such a difficult task that this alone put the grand opening of the attraction way behind schedule. The ride was originally announced in early 1996, and the plan was to have it open to the public by that Memorial Day weekend, just under a half year from its announcement. Well, they missed that date and missed the whole summer season of 1996 completely. Worse, they missed opening the ride in 1996 altogether. It wasn't until 10 months after their initial target date of Memorial Day 1996 that Superman the Escape was finally opened to the public on March 15, 1997. Despite this unanticipated wait, the ride was watched closely this whole time. This delay didn't seem to cause much of a loss in interest. Ride enthusiasts were watching, park competitors were watching, and most interestingly of all, at least to me, NASA was watching. NASA had a real interest in seeing this work. If it worked, and if it was cost-effective, reportedly, NASA had some ideas of adapting this system to assist in space shuttle launches. Now, whether or not that's true, that is a cool story to come from this ride. Ultimately, that never happened, so it's hard to say for sure if that idea was ever pursued or is even in the least bit true. I'm sure that with any technology that launches something off the surface of the Earth, NASA will take a look at it. It's just to what extent in this case that happened, if at all, I can't say for sure. You can probably imagine that these motors are incredibly powerful. But as powerful as they are, they require very little maintenance and upkeep because they have no moving parts. But they do require an immense amount of power. This ride has two tracks, and each track has its own line of LSMs. Each track requires 1.2 megawatts to operate, or 70,000 standard light bulbs all being turned on at once. I like to play number analogies with things like this, so think about how many light bulbs you have in your house. 20? 30? Let's say 50 on average. That might be a touch high, but we'll go with it for this example. That means 1,400 houses would all have to switch on every light in their house at the same time to draw the same amount of power one ride of Superman the Escape / Escape from Krypton draws. There is so much power required to run this ride per day that there's a dedicated line directly from the SoCal Edison's local power grid feeding directly into this attraction. The launch strength this produces is equivalent to 2,000 horsepower. This is by far the most powerful attraction we have talked about on Attraction Obsession. The track system of this ride is unique. It's steel, but not the traditional round tube rails typically found on steel coasters. The track is constructed from custom-made I-beams. This unique design plays a huge part of the trademark roar created by the shuttle when it shot down the tracks. The eye design of that beam serves as an amplification effect for that sound. When the shuttle returns, the motors are switched on again. This time, the electromagnetic fields are used in a repelling fashion to slow down and eventually stop the cart. As far as building the ride, there's not as much to be found as there has been in past episodes of this series. It was manufactured by Intamin of Switzerland. They've made some incredible rides all over the world. They've done Cheetah Hunt in Busch Gardens, Colossus in Thorpe Park in the UK, El Toro in Six Flags Great Adventure. Their body of work goes on and on and on. They've done drop rides, Ferris wheels, water flumes, free falls, and Sky Rush in Hershey Park, which is the only ride to genuinely have made me fear for my life, but in a good way. Possibly my favorite coaster of all time, but that's for another show. Best I've been able to tell is it looks like the track system of the ride was constructed in pieces then delivered for assembly at Magic Mountain. I'm basing most of that statement after an archival newspaper article from the Kentucky New Era newspaper showing the top piece of the ride being hoisted into the air by crane and attached as the final construction part of the ride. The ride opened as an instant hit and remained popular for quite a while, though during slow periods, usually only one of the tracks would be used at a time. After years of running uninterrupted, in July of 2010, Superman the Escape unceremoniously closed with zero explanation. Rumors went nuts. The predominant and seemingly community-accepted speculative rumors were 1. Complete dismantling of the ride for something new. 2. The re-theming of this ride into a Bizarro-themed attraction. The Bizarro idea had some clout, or at least the idea of it did. The rumor went that the ride was going to receive a new paint job to match Bizarro's color palette, and the shuttle cars were going to be flipped around so that the riders would be launched backwards. Oddly enough, this rumor wasn't that far off, but still not 100% accurate. The official announcement was made that the attraction was undergoing a complete refurbishment, and one of the big refurbishments was going to be that the carts would be turned backwards. So that part of the Bizarro rumor did come true. The Bizarro theme, however, not so much. The ride would remain a Superman-themed ride, complete with the Fortress of Solitude and a new name, Superman Escape from Krypton. And there was one more change in the refurbishment in that announcement. The repainting part of the Bizarro rumor was about to come true as well, but not with the color scheme the rumor promised. The now almost iconic silver steel skyscraping tracks were finally going to better represent the hero of the ride and undergo a complete red, blue, and yellow makeover. The interior of the Fortress of Solitude was given a green light makeover, as described in the walkthrough. The outside of the fortress remained relatively the same, though the original Superman shield was replaced by a considerably larger version with the new name Superman Escape from Krypton below it. The ride reopened on March 11, 2011. There's a special media event held for the grand reopening, and I have some clips from the reopening ceremony, starting off with Six Flags Magic Mountain president Bonnie Ravjohn with a few more details about this revamped attraction.
It was a technological marvel when it opened more than a decade ago as the world's first coaster to break the 100 mile per hour speed barrier. And I can tell you today, we're going to stun the world once again with Superman Escape from Krypton, an unequaled ride experience where riders now blast out of the Fortress of Solitude backwards, racing 41 stories at speeds in excess of 100 miles per hour, and yes, it does go in excess of 100 miles per hour. There's a gut-wrenching... There's a truly gut-wrenching weightless pause at the top before the face-first plummet back down to Earth. Sound exciting?
Yeah!
We sure think it's a winner and are appropriately thrilled to debut and deliver a whole new dimension of thrills this year to our guests.
There's also a well-earned moment in this ceremony honoring Jim Ventress of the Santa Clara Valley Boys and Girls Club. Mr. Ventress had been working for the Boys and Girls Club for well over 25 years as of this ceremony and worked very closely with Magic Mountain and was honored for his work, as I said, during this event.
As we are about to debut our newest super coaster, we thought it appropriate to also recognize a superhero in our local community. At this time, we'd like to recognize Jim Ventress, who is the chief professional officer, but really the man that makes it happen day in and day out. And just so you know, he does make it happen day in and day out. That's why we were waiting, because there was some things that he had to take care of at the Boys and Girls Club, so that comes first, so we applaud him for that. This year marks Jim's 25th anniversary with the club, and today, appropriately, Six Flags Magic Mountain would like to recognize his tremendous commitment and accomplishments and honor Jim as our very own hometown hero. He's made such a difference in so many young people's lives in this community, and we're so fortunate here at Six Flags to get the benefit of that. They come to work for us year in and year out. We are truly honored to call you our partner and our friend. Over the years, and on a personal note, although today was a little bit trying, I love to come out and make sure that you're out here with us every year to test the latest and greatest. And I think I have a picture back from 1997 of you and I on Superman, but I think we were a little bit younger back in those days. For your dedication and years of service, we'd like to present you with a small token. Years of your support and for helping the thousands of people in this community. You truly are a superhero, Jim. Thank you.
And finally, the closing of the ceremony by Bonnie Rabjohn, followed by the first official launch of Superman Escape from Krypton, triggered by Bonnie and Mr. Ventress.
And now, without further ado, Jim, can you help me with the honors and launch our epic year? Let's count it down, but appropriately, backwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? I said, are you ready? Let's begin the count. Five, four, three.
So with this new retheming and reopening of Superman Escape from Krypton, thrill seekers could expect a new and long uninterrupted life for this attraction. And they got it, if you consider just under 11 months a long time. Superman Escape from Krypton was closed again on February 5th, 2012, but this time it was announced ahead of time, and the reason why was well known. A new attraction was being constructed directly onto Superman Escape from Krypton, the Lex Luthor Drop of Doom. Using the vertical support structure as a base, Six Flags Magic Mountain built a world record-setting 400-foot freefall ride on the side of Superman Escape from Krypton. This new mega attraction now featured a classic good versus evil motif as the dueling freefalls flanked one another, often having both rides in freefall at the same time. To add to the thrill factor of Drop of Doom, when both rides are in operation, the apex of the tower could sway as much as 2 feet from side to side. Not noticed by riders on Superman, but pretty intense to those waiting to drop on the Lex Luthor side. Both of these Superman-themed rides are part of a pretty big family of rides, not only in the US, but all over the world. Here's just some of the long list of Superman-themed thrill rides. In Six Flags New England in Massachusetts, Bizarro, a steel coaster with some fog and fire effects, opened on May 5th of 2000. In the Baltimore-Washington, D.C. area at Six Flags America, there's Superman Ride of Steel, a hypercoaster, that opened on May 13th of 2000. Six Flags Everett, Georgia, Six Flags Great Adventure, New Jersey, and Six Flags Great Adventure, Chicago all have Superman Ultimate Flight, a horizontal flying coaster. At Six Flags Discovery Kingdom in the San Francisco and Sacramento, California areas, there's another Superman Ultimate Flight, a different version. This is a unique launch steel coaster, which we will cover more in a future episode. At Six Flags Fiesta Texas in San Antonio, there's Superman Krypton Coaster, a floorless roller coaster. At Six Flags Over Texas in Dallas and Six Flags St. Louis, there is the Superman Tower of Power, which is a freefall ride with Superman's name attached to it. And last on my list, but certainly not the last Superman-themed ride to be found, is the one at Warner Brothers Movie World in Gold Coast, Australia called Superman Escape. This is a little bit of a dark ride combined with a launch steel coaster. At one point, Superman the Escape / Escape from Krypton once co-held the world records for both tallest and fastest ride. It shared these titles with the Tower of Terror at Dreamworld in Queensland, Australia, not to be confused with the Disney version. Both these records have been broken several times over and will likely continue to be broken for years to come. My personal feelings on this ride? Well, I really have no idea. I've never been on it. This is my white whale of thrill rides. I've wanted to go on this ride ever since I learned of its existence, but have never been able to plan a trip to Magic Mountain, despite the several visits I've taken to Southern California over the years. But with a little luck, that should all change this year. If you heard my last episode, you remember mentioning I'm flying out to Disneyland for a Run Disney event later this year. That's happening this November, and this time, I remember to plan ahead. If all things go according to plan, I should be at Magic Mountain this visit and finally be riding this attraction. If I do, look for a mini-sode follow-up to this episode. So stay tuned to the iTunes feed and Facebook for if and when this finally happens. And speaking of Facebook, if you have any memories or stories about your experiences with Superman Escape from Krypton or its original form, Superman the Escape, you can share it on our Facebook page at facebook.com/neozazzpodcast. Or send me an email at attractionobsession@neozaz.com. That does it for this episode of Attraction Obsession. I know this is a short one, but considering the ride is only 28 seconds long, I think the ratio of episode length to ride experience is pretty on par to what I've done so far. So I hope you enjoyed this, and be on the lookout for that follow-up episode. I will ride this someday, I promise. So join me next time where we actually have to travel back in time a bit because the attraction we'll be discussing no longer exists and hasn't for some time, and it's pretty ironic considering its name. That attraction is Xanadu, Home of the Future. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Attraction Obsession. Attraction Obsession is a NeoZazz.com production and part of the NeoZazz.com podcast network. For more great podcast and original entertainment, please visit neozazz.com. For all the latest news and information for Attraction Obsession and neozazz.com, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/neozazzpodcasts.